Hi, I'm James Brundage. I'm a tester with the Windows PowerShell team, and today I'm going to introduce you to the Dash object family of commandlets. So Windows PowerShell's biggest cool thing is what's called the object pipeline. In most DOS or Unix scripting environments, what you do is you pipe text from command to command. And this is it's very computationally expensive because you have to parse the text and turn it into what you want. It's very error-prone because the text can change. And because parsing is, notoriously an error-prone type of code to write. And it doesn't really allow you to keep data fidelity. So what ends up happening is you're spinning a lot of wheels just to find out the same thing you already knew when you pipe commands in any other language. In PowerShell, you actually use the object pipeline with either customized commands that work with only your type of object, or with general-purpose commands, the dash object commandlets especially, that work with any type of object. So the dash object commandlets are the key to understanding how to use any object that you run across in PowerShell very effectively. So I'm going to go start out by importing my demo module here. And I'm going to go ahead and start my demo up. So we're going to talk about how to use the object family of commandlets. They work with any sort of object, and we're going to get started by seeing which ones we can find, or which ones exist. And we can do this with the get command and the noun parameter. So we can see that there's compare object, for each object, group object, measure object, new object, select object, sort object, t object, and where object. One of the objects, commandlets, measure object, I can use to actually count this up for me, even though we can all count. There are, of course, 9 object commandlets. So we're going to demonstrate most of these within a pipeline context because, well, that's the way you're going to end up using them. So we're going to start out with looking at all the different items in the current path and measuring the lines, the words, and the characters. So we can see that I have actually about 10,000 characters of scripts here and about 161 lines and 1,500 words. The 3 most commonly used object commandlets are new object, for each object, and where object. For each object you'll see often as its alias in a script, which is a percent, and where object you'll see as its alias, which is a question mark. And we're going to take a quick look at each of these in turn. New object is the way you create new objects, and it's an indispensable bit of PowerShell knowledge. If you're coming from the VBScript world, you're really actually used to objects already. You're only used to one object at a time. And you're used to something called a COM object. So in VBScript, you'd use create object to create a COM object. And I can create the same COM object in PowerShell with new object dash COM object. So here I'm going to create the wscript.shell object, which should be familiar to most VBScripters. And that's one potential way that you can use new object. I can also use it to create a quick property bag. And a property bag is useful for grouping data of your own making so that you can use it with the other dash object commandlets later. So to do this, all I do is do new object, and I use the type PS object. PS object is PowerShell's wrapper for any particular object type, and it will allow you to define arbitrary properties or new methods on the object. And I use dash property, which works whether I'm working with a PS object or not, to give it 2 properties, foo with a value of bar, and baz with a value of bing. And as you can see, once I emit it onto the pipeline, I actually see all the properties. I see foo, I see bar, and I see their values. I can actually use this to create more interesting things. So in this case, I'm going to create a .NET type, windows.window, which is the type that WPF uses to display an individual window. And I'm going to go ahead and say hello, channel 9. Make it a big window, make it a 48 or font size, and show the dialog with a for each object. And there we go. So new object's really wonderful, but finding the objects that you want to create new objects of, that can be a little bit trickier. So we're going to introduce get type, which we're going to build by using for each object, and we're going to use using where object. For each object works with every single thing that comes back on a pipeline. So as each object comes into the pipeline, for each will do something, anything, on it. In the example below, what we're going to do is we're going to get all the type or commandlets. We're going to measure the number or count the parameter values, and we're going to measure object, which will give us the total count of all the different parameters in PowerShell. There are 3,490 parameters just on the out-of-the-box commandlets in PowerShell v2. That's pretty crazy to think about. Each one of those is on a command that has a lot of different ways the parameters can be used. Each one of those can be combined with other commandlets. And when you start to think about the possibilities of all the things you can do just with commandlets in PowerShell, well, the mind gets astounded. But that would be a lot of more Channel 9 videos to go into, so let's keep going with for each object. Within a for each, dollar underbar is the current item in a pipeline. So we're going to actually use for each to build something called getType. Since we're in a .NET environment, it's actually possible to look at all the other loaded types in the .NET environment. And this is what getType will do. And by doing this, I have a real .NET object coming forth across the object pipeline that has all the loaded types that I can use to discover new and interesting solutions. And I can use where object to filter through that. So I'm going to walk through explaining how this works. This is the function getType. An app domain here, that's a type. I'm going to selectively execute it here with F8. App domain is a .NET type that will actually go and tell you the current system app domain. App domain is loaded on the system. And current domain is a property that is the current app domain you're in. Every application domain has a getAssemblies method. And getAssemblies will show you all the loaded assemblies from .NET. When you add a reference to a custom class, you're loading its assembly. So for each object, we'll then iterate over each of these assemblies and call the getTypes method. And by doing this, I get every single type that's loaded. So I'll give it a quick try, but I'm going to stop it because there's about 20,000 of them. As you can see, we've got tons and tons and tons of types to use. And we know measure object can tell us exactly how many, so I'm going to go ahead and do this. It's going to take a little bit because I'm measuring a lot of stuff, and it takes a while to return from the pipeline. 19,931 are currently loaded. So I know how to get all the types, but finding the type that I want is a little bit of a needle in a haystack problem right now. And for solving that, I'm going to use where object. To start out with, I'm going to find all the objects that have a particular namespace that starts with system.windows.star. And I'm going to use the like operator, which I covered in another Channel 9 video, the PowerShell operators video, to look for anything where the namespace property here starts with system.windows. A where object will return the item that came into it if the clause in this where object returns true or anything other than false. So if there is nothing coming out of where object, it will not return anything more. If there is a false coming out of the script block in where object, it will return will not return anything. And if there was a true or any specific value in where object, it will return it. In this case, namespace like system.windows star will match any namespace property that has system.windows in the beginning of it. And then I'm going to use another dash object commandlet, select object, which I can use to summarize objects to just show the full name and the namespace of these objects. And again, this will take a while to run, but as you can see, I've got a lot of stuff in WinForms and a lot of stuff in WPF. So I can also use the where object in other wonderful contexts. I'm going to use it in this case to find all the different commandlets that could use a file or a path. So I'm going to do this with dollar underbar again. Dollar underbar has a property parameters, which in turn has a property keys, which is the name of each of the keys in the parameters dictionary. And I'm going to check to see if the keys were like path or the keys were like file. And now I have all the different commandlets that could work with a path or a file. I can also use it with simpler things like finding out all the working set or processes which have a large working set. I brought up this up in other videos, but you can actually refer to megabytes or gigabytes as a number like this. So even though it reads 10 MB as a string, it actually is the specific value of 10 megabytes. So I can compare it like an integer. And those are all the processes that are taking up over 10 megs. And finally, we're going to go ahead and show another quick example that shows how to find the processes that aren't responding. Hopefully there shouldn't be any. Ah, lucky me, there aren't. So another really handy object commandlet to know about is group object. And what group object will allow you to do is to group on a particular property. In this case, we're going to get all the services and we're going to group on their status. 90 stops, 90 running. That's kind of nice. So group object might take a while to run because it needs to get all the items. When you're dealing with certain type of these object commandlets, measure object and sort object, for instance, you'll also have to get all the different elements from the pipeline before you output, which can take a while. Here's a handy trick you can do with couple object commandlets. Group object has a parameter as hash table, which creates a hash table where the keys are the value or the name of the groups and the values of the hash table are the groups themselves. You can use this hash table with new object dash PS object dash property, as you learned before, to create a property bag with each service status that with two properties running and stopped that have all the services of that status. You can also use group object on an expression. So in this case, I'm going to use group object to tell me if, or to create two groups, the even numbers and the odd numbers. Sort object is another really good object commandlet to have in your repertoire because it allows you to view the data that you already have according to a specific sort of a property. So I showed you working set earlier. Working set's the amount of data or the amount of memory that a particular process uses. And a pretty common IT need would be to find out the most greedy processes on the system, which I can do in this simple pipeline. Get process pipe to sort object working set dash descending. Of course, I don't really want to see every one of them. I probably only want to see the top five. So I'm actually going to use select object to do this. Select object, again, helps you summarize objects, but it also can give you the first, last, or skip a few. So I'm going to get the name, working set, and private memory size of the first five processes that are taking up the most working set. And actually, lo and behold, the one doing this demo is the most greedy consumer of memory. So by default, you see all the different properties on an object that are in the types and formats files, but you don't see every object or property on an object that's got preformatters like getProcess. I can use selectObject to actually show me all the different properties with selectObject-star. As you can see, each process info has a lot more than just the five different properties that we show. So selectObject-star is a great way to start exploring what's in a particular command, although getMember is better. You can always use getMember pipe to outGridView to explore the output of a particular pipeline with this kind of technique. So in this case, I'm going to get the processes, pipe them to getMember, and sort them or show them to outGridView. And I can look for specific members like working set. Or priority. The last few object commandlets you won't use as much, but one that might come in really handy is compare object. Compare object will take two lists of items, reference object and difference object, and return the items that are different. Well, or the items that are equal if you ask. So first we're going to go look at two overlapping lists and see what compare object gives us. It shows me the items that were only in list A and only the items that were in list B. I can use include equal to show all the items. And, well, we've got one more object commandlet, and that's tObject. And tObject will allow you to go ahead and take what you're outputting on the pipeline, continue outputting on the pipeline, but either put it in a file or put it into a variable. tObject into a file can be very useful because it's a way to get close to the output that you see on the PowerShell screen in a file. So I'm going to start out with tObjecting getProcess into try.txt. I see it on the output, but then I can go ahead and edit it. Indeed, I see almost the exact same thing I saw on the output. No real objects, just a bit of text. And I can also T it into a variable to look at it later. And I can just go ahead and inspect the variable. I can use this to cache the results of my pipeline during the pipeline. So I hope you've enjoyed this introduction to the dash object commandlets. We're going to come back to a few of them in a little bit as we talk about how to build your own objects. But you can use the dash object commandlets to work with any particular type of commandlet output in PowerShell. I really think this is one of the best quick lessons to learn about PowerShell because it'll enable you to start writing scripts that use PowerShell to do the heavy lifting rather than writing everything from scratch, which is what you probably are used to if you're coming from either C# or VBScript. So, happy scripting, and I hope this helps. Thank you very much.